You'll stand with us. Isn't it exciting to be in the house of the Lord? Wow, I'm going to try that again. Isn't it exciting to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Let's give him praise this morning. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. Our God, he holds a victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shall.
Step down into darkness. Oh,
seated with you. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say,
seated. My name's Mike. I'm the small group's pastor, and thank you for joining me today as I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord. It's our custom on the first Sunday of every month to partake of the Lord's Supper together. And so when you came in, you were given one of these cups. On the top, you have your bread, and then down on the bottom part, we have our juice, the fruit of the vine. Paul reminds us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. So go ahead and open up your cup and get your bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we thank you for your body the bread of life. Thank you for just coming to this earth, stepping out of eternity and becoming one of us, 100% man, 100% God, and living a sinless life. You took our sin upon yourself onto the cross. And it's through your grace that we have life. Let's partake together. It says, then after supper, he took the cup. He said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you do this. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and drink. Let's drink together in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your shed blood, the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and makes us in right standing with you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Let's stand together as we continue in worship.
Blood that was applied for us, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Can't imagine, God, life without you. So, Lord, this morning we continue to praise you. We continue to exalt you. We continue to give you all the honor and all the glory that you so deserve. Pray for this service, God. I pray you would move by the power of your Holy Spirit. Speak to us, God. Challenge us this morning, Lord, to become more like you. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, church. Woo, that's loud. Can you hear me now? That was pretty loud. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, worship team. That is awesome. When we see the chaos of our world, we can praise him. We can thank him for what he did on the cross for us. As we celebrate communion, we thank him. We do things in remembrance. So thank you all for being here this morning. I wish you would join me as we welcome our online campus this morning too. So thank you. And thank you guys for joining us. This morning I'd like to just begin with something that we normally begin with every service, is our Connect card. And if you're new here, and even if you've been here like Barbara and I for 25 years, we still fill these out too. Because I believe in our chaotic world, we need prayers. We need prayers. We have prayers. We pray continually because the Lord hears our prayers. And as you fill out this form on the front, just name, contact information, however we can communicate with you and let you know what's happening in the church. In the congregation, we're happy to send that to you. And I wanted to remind you that we do have a text line. And that text number, I don't know if you got a pen handy or something like that that you could write on a piece of paper. It's our text number is 833-526-1854. We take prayer requests during the week, too. What a concept, huh? So if you're new here and you're filling out this form, we have a gift for you. And I just realized in this mug that we have for you is a ticket for a specialty coffee. Now, for the rest of us that would like to do that, we don't apply. It's for our guest. Thank you for joining us. So I tried that once, and they kicked me out the door. I don't know what happened, you know. So thank you for filling out the Connect card, and we thank you for your presence here. Gosh, last week I talked about Easter being 6 weeks away. I don't know about you, but I slept since then, and now it's 5 weeks. So we have three great services coming up here on the Oracle campus on Sunday the 31st. So I pray each of you will be in attendance in one of those three. So what we have is we have these cards that are sitting on your chair. And if you would, and you would like to participate, because we're going to have a lot of kids. We're going to have a lot of young adults. And there may be a few seniors like me that will be there too having fun. So fill out the card if you can help us and volunteer for a slot. And just let us know what you can do and turn that into the collection basket as it comes by shortly. So I want to let you know that in those that request for service and for help is that we've got some great services coming up. Pastor's got a message that's over the top. Holy Spirit has been pouring into him recently about the Genesis message. So what we'd like you to do, and this helps us with the logistics so we know how many people and how many things to get and serve you at this gathering. So if you would go to the back room in the back, order your coffee, and when you're doing that, while you're waiting for your coffee, would you just go to the table over there and sign up? Let us know. Get a ticket. You're not required to have a ticket to come to service or to the Easter extravaganza, but what it helps us with is logistics. And that's where we're sometimes weak. We don't know, and we come up shortchanged or shorthanded on having things for everyone. So would you please fill that out? Like I said, just take a ticket, write your name on a list so we know you're here coming and which service you'll be coming to. And it just helps us. So I appreciate what you do there, and thank you for being here today. And Pastor's got a message, Genesis, in the beginning. Thank you.
Leonard, a big hand. Isn't he awesome? So this is the time that we are privileged to give back to the Lord and to his work some of the blessings that he's bestowed on us. So let's go ahead and pray over the offering. And those that have been selected, you guys can get ready to receive it. Let's start with scripture first. Matthew 6, 19 and 20 and 21 says, "Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them, where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." So, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for every blessing that you bestow on us as your people. Lord, we thank you that you are a generous God and you call us to generosity. So as we receive this offering, we pray your blessing upon it, Lord God. Let every cent and every dollar be used to bring glory to your name. Lord, lead us to be great stewards, people of integrity, Lord, that use your money in a way that is done with the highest integrity. And we pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And everyone said, amen, amen. Amen. What a concept. What if we love like Jesus? God never ceases to amaze me in the way that he works in his word and through his word. This past week, we had just completed a message last week, last Sunday, on the benefits of work and rest, and it's a winning combination. And it's so funny because there was a gentleman that came up on Thursday, never been to the church before, and he was here kind of in a desperate situation from what he said to me, because his son was struggling, his adult son was struggling in life in general. And one of the struggles was he really struggled being around people. So socially, someone would call it socially awkward, or maybe socially challenged. And so the father, probably in his late 60s, maybe early 70s, was here in the front as I was walking around the campus, and I stopped and talked to him, and he said, "Is there any work that you could offer my son?" And of course, my response was, "We have a lot of work that we can offer your son." But we started to talk about, you know, the situation and the circumstance that he was in, and he was desperate. He was, you know, I just want my son to be able to make the best of his life. And isn't that what we want for our children? If you're a father or a mother, you want for your children to experience the best life. And so in that, I said, you should have your son come to our Thursday evening service, which is Real Men and our Route 66 Women's Ministry. But there we dig deeper in the Word. And how many of you come to Real Men on Thursday nights? Just raise your hand. There's quite a bit of men that come. How many women come to the Route 66 with a show of hands? Yeah. And so it's a really good time. We dig deeper in the Word. And so in that conversation, he said, "Well, I don't know if he'll come." He said, "But I've been talking to him about how important work is." And I said to him, I said, "Well, stop right there. Let me show you what the outline is for this week's